More protests is planned across America. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications if you haven't already and you're looking to grow up and grow out with a group of people that's going in the direction that you're going in. Make sure you tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description, as well as pinned to the top of the chat. First, let's just go nationwide. What's about to start happening?
The protests against immigration raids in Los Angeles and spreading to other cities across the country. Matt Rivers is tracking it all from LA for us. Good morning to you, Matt.
Yeah, good morning, Robin. Things quiet for the moment here at the federal building in downtown Los Angeles. This overnight curfew that's been in place is clearly having an effect, but we are expecting more protests here later today, not only here in Los Angeles, but across the country.
Overnight protests spreading across the nation as President Trump's deportation efforts ramp up. In Seattle, flames near the federal building. Fireworks erupting into the crowd, police using mace pushing back against protesters. Here in Los Angeles, residents in their second night under curfew, protesters out after dark arrested. LAPD also seemingly detaining specific individuals from the crowd. Earlier in the day, mounted police appeared to almost trample people gathered outside City Hall as they tried to push them back. Demonstrations growing from coast to coast. Smoke filling the streets in Spokane, Washington, as protesters and police clash. The mayor there placing parts of their city under curfew. And in Indianapolis,
they're using the same chant that they did during the Black Lives Matter protests. The no justice, no peace. They're using literally the same chants.
At least 1,000 demonstrators peacefully marching outside the NBA Finals game. Our Mireya Villarreal on the scene in Texas, where things remain peaceful.
There are San Antonio police officers all around this downtown area. So far right now, things have been peaceful.
And in New York, hundreds of peaceful protesters taking to the streets. A coalition of local mayors in California calling for the ICE raids to end.
All of us represent cities in this region where immigrants are key. To have people live in fear like it is today is just unacceptable.
The raids ramping up nationwide. In Southern California, ICE agents chasing a farm worker through strawberry fields Tuesday morning. And in Omaha, Nebraska, the state's largest immigration sweep yet. Dozens arrested at a meat production plant. A group fighting back, climbing onto a law enforcement vehicle as it tries to leave. U.S. Marshals pushing them away. Dozens of workers were handcuffed with zip ties and taken away on a bus.
They just came in and said that it was a raid and we had to get everybody out of production.
And these images drawing stark criticism. Pictures of armed National Guardsmen accompanying ICE agents as they conduct operations.
Now, the roughly 700 Marines deployed to the Los Angeles area by President Trump are said to have completed their training nearby. And, George, they're expected to be deployed onto the streets here within the next day.
So, I know I'm going to get into this later on in the show, but I don't think that things are as they are being presented to us, to the general public. I'm going to get into it. I'm starting to get a lot of videos with evidence of people basically showing me that they are being paid to go out there and do this. Now, for you dummies and you idiots that feel like you need to call off work so you can go out there and protest, be careful. Be very, very careful because I am advocating for our federal government and our local municipalities to actually hold you guys accountable, to arrest you and hopefully throw you in jail and prosecute you if you are caught doing things that you're not supposed to do. I was looking at a video earlier. Maybe I could pull it up. Let me see if I could pull it up right now. Of white people spray painting. White people that was spray painting federal property. See if I can find it. I couldn't believe it. And she was doing it right in front of federal police officers. I don't know if I could find that. I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was crazy. Let me see if I can find that while I play this. Give me a second, y'all. This is the car that we was looking at yesterday that was driving through. Yeah, get in front of it if you want to. Listen, get in front of a Kia that it got a spare tire and no bumper if you want to. An old school version of a Kia, they're not messing around. I'm using a ludicrous song. Check this out. Look at this video real quick. Let me show you something.
Just keep going. She's, I gotta ask, what's the point of doing that at this point? Like, what's the point of tagging? I'm just asking.
How about you go fuck yourself?
No, I wanted to know because, you know, old Vera Street.
You're on the press.
No, I'm asking. I'm not here to.
What network are you with, bud?
I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to ask. What's the point of it? I'm literally not here to judge you.
Yeah.
I want to get your
if
thoughts
on.
If
we get them the fuck out of our city, if they don't fucking stop, we're gonna continue. We'll burn it all down.
I know, but vandalism. What does it do?
We burn it all down. You understand, stupid?
No, I'm not trying to be stupid.
You are.
Well, how come they're destroying the Mexican properties?
The Mexican property, bro.
Across the way at Olvera Street.
I didn't do that. This is their property.
Well, you should tell people to stop destroying.
I have never touched a small business ever.
Okay.
Never. Right. Only government property. Thank you so much.
Gotcha. Fair enough. I'm not trying to judge anybody. I'm trying to ask.
Does she have True Religion jeans on? Are those Trues? Trues is still pretty expensive, even if y'all don't necessarily rock them like y'all used to.
I'm not trying to judge anybody. I'm trying to ask.
Look at the federal building, y'all. Look at the federal building in Los Angeles. Now, and let me blow this up for you guys because you may not see it. You have police officers that are protecting the inside of the federal building, but all of the windows are spray painted, all of the concrete, all of the different pylon, everything on the federal building has been spray painted. Now, this is Los Angeles. This is Los Angeles. I want to make sure that we all on the same page here. This is Los Angeles. She's doing this in front of the federal officers at a federal building. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So now, again, I want y'all to understand your mayors, your governors, your city council people, all of these places, when they sit there and tell you, no, everything is peaceful, everything is going well, it's not a big deal, they don't need to deploy the Marines or the National Guard, stand down, ICE agents are safe, all of this stuff. When they sell this to you, I want you to actually know the truth. This is the reason why we don't even believe in mainstream media anymore. We only go based off of what we actually see with our eyes, and then we combine it with a little bit of mainstream media so that we can draw our own conclusions. This is what's happening.
Ask. I'm like, what is the point of this? Burn it all down. I mean, that's a crime.
They're right in front of them.
If you burn it all down, you're going to go to prison for the rest of your life. You realize that? Like, the whole thing is like, you want to destroy everything. You're also going to destroy your own life. I'm not really understanding, like...
So the police officers, look at,
burn it all down. I mean,
look at people walking by talking shit. The police officers are not there to arrest anybody. They are only there to protect and make sure that it's not burned down government property. They not arresting nobody unless you then do something egregious. They not stopping private property from being destroyed. They're not stopping even federal buildings from being spray painted and graffiti being thrown all over it. They're not tripping off of that. They giving them a license to be able to do what they want to do. They're giving them a license to be able to do what they want to do. Meanwhile, they are still doing ICE. They're still doing immigration. They're still doing raids. And I believe that, well, let me save that commentary. Look at these people.
We just heard Homeland Security just banging on the door. Well, they just came in and said that it was a raid and we had to get everybody out of production. And I just went inside production and told everybody, hey, immigration is here, start running. So they just started hiding everywhere. And then they found everyone. They scanned my face. They scanned my face and they didn't take no fingerprints. So they scanned my face and then my information came out. I saw that.
Did they ask for ID?
Yeah, they did ask for an ID. I showed them my ID. And that's when they were putting these bracelets to identify you if you were a U.S. citizen or not. And then they did let me go.
Where are they from?
Honduras.
Are you worried about them being deported?
Oh, yeah.
Honduras?
Of course.
How long have they been here? Do you know?
Like 3 years.
How long have you been here?
My whole life. I was born here. Yeah.
When we got up there, we saw a bus with windows blacked off and a lot of vehicles that had people who were wearing face coverings that we can presume, I think, are ICE agents. What we also saw was that the Omaha Police Department was supporting and assisting with this, which is something that we had been told as citizens of Omaha that our police department was not going to do. So we were very surprised to see OPD out here.
These people feel compelled to throw rocks, whatever it is that they can find on the ground. They recently charged one illegal migrant with attempted murder for trying to throw stuff at cars. He was throwing a Molotov cocktail at a federal vehicle and federal agents and stuff like that. So make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm. We're going to deep dive into this a little bit more. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm. Subscribe to the channel and turn on your notifications.